Chof Beis Teves, Wednesday, the 25th of December, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Rabbi, just before I begin, I want to dedicate the shir Lili Nishmas. There was a tragedy, a double tragedy, in the Kehillah here yesterday. On one day, two Yiddish kinder passed away, young children. So, Shabbi Lili Nishome, the Lima that we're going to do this morning. Passed away at the same time in the same hospital. So, it's yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai. The Parsha this week, Parshas Vayiro, is the Maisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is where it begins. This is where Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Makis of Mitzrayim begin. Makis Dam and Svardeya, and so on. Now the truth is, Yetzias Mitzrayim begins already in Parshas Shemois. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that I want to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But in the end of Parshas Shemois, things get worse. It's only over here that we can identify that Yetzias Mitzrayim is already in motion. So I want to this morning learn with you a Rashi talking Parshas Shemois, and then come back to Parshas Ve'era. And you'll forgive me if it will be slightly machshavadik. It says in Sforim that Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Lizkei Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liris Es Atzme Ke'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. One of the hesberim in this is that it's not only to remember what happened to Abiseinu B'Mitzrayim and even Liris Es Atzme Ke'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim, but there's a level on which we have to go out of our own Mitzrayim. And that is the avoid of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That a person finds himself in Mitzrayim and a person has to break out of Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says like this. It's in Parshas Shmois, Perek Dalit Pasuk Chof. After Moshe Rabbeinu got the Tzivui to go to Mitzrayim and to confront Pare. So the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es ishtoi ve'ezbonov vayarkiveim al hachamur. Vayarkivim al hachamur. Vayoshev arts Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe es matar elikim biyodim. So Rashi tells us on the words al hachamur. You heard this already. Hachamur is with the hey hayidia. What's hachamur? Vayarkivim al hachamur. What's hachamur? So Rashi brings from a medrash. Chamur hamiyuchud. It's not stam hachamur. This is no hachamur. It's hachamur. Which hachamur? Hu hachamur shechovash Abraham lakedas Yitzchok. V'hu she'osid melech ha-mashiach li'higolo is'olov she'ne'amar oni v'roichev al ha-chamur. So v'yachvash es ha-chamur, it says by Avraham Avinu. V'yarkivim al ha-chamur, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Oni v'roichev al ha-chamur, all three times ha-chamur, Rashi brings, it's the same chamur. It's the same chamur. So Arichas Yomim this chamur had. He lived from Avraham Avinu and he's going to live until Yemois ha-mashiach. So the Maral already says that he has a whole marocha on this. That's in your ruchni what this chamoy represents. But I want to share with you a mahalach that is applicable. That is applicable that we can apply today, nowadays. Rabbi Isai, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, not just to take them out of Shibud Mitzrayim. But he was there to take them to Matan Torah. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a chetimtzit to come to Matan Torah. And then it says, Tavdu Selekim Alahor Hazeh. Yetzias Mitzrayim was directly a means of bringing them to Matan Torah. In fact, the Yerida Mitzrayim was a necessity, a condition to allow for Matan Torah. And L'idach, when it comes to Matan Torah, also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Nei Hashem Alekecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So it's being linked straight away to Yetzias Mitzrayim. I took you out so that there should be Matan Torah. Now, with regards to Matan Torah, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. And the Pasuk also says, Lemoisha Omar Alei Alahor. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu was being told to be Oyla Lamailo. So the Medrash says, El Yoinim Yedu La Tachtoinim, V'Tachtoinim Ya'alu La El Yoinim. And the Medrash brings an Arichas, a Mashal, of Bnei Roimi and Bnei Surya who had a gzeira that Bnei Roimi lo yedu l'suya, Bnei Surya lo yalu l'roimi. There was a gzeira, you can't cross borders. Until the Melech came and was mevatel the gzeira. And as a result, they each went into each other's territory. Hadol d'chsiv, this is what the Pasuk says, v'yedu l'shem al har Sinai, v'l'moyshe amar alei, elo lukim goa. So Matan Torah is describing this medrash as breaking the boundaries between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Matan Torah is a means of bringing that which would previously have been reserved only and exclusively to Elyonim, bringing it down to the Tachtonim. That is the objective of Matan Torah. That's what Matan Torah comes to accomplish. And that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is here to do, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chatimtzah for Matan Torah. Rabbi Yisai, Elyonim and Tachtonim could mean Elmas Elyonim and Elmas Tachtonim, which we have no hasaga what these things are, where we weren't, you know, we don't have access. We live in Olam Haza Hagashmi. But in Olam Haza as well, there is Elyonim and Tachtonim. There is Elyonim and Tachtonim. In a person, there is the Elyonim, which is the Kedusha of the person. The Torah mitzvahs of the person, the Avedas Hashem of the person. That's Elyonim. The Beis Medrash is the Elyonim. The Beis Medrash is the Machin Kaddish. And then there is the other. There are the other parts of the world which are Gashmi Soilam, which seem to be an obstruction and a distraction to a person's focus on the Elyonim and Kedusha. In other words, for Gashmis is Chumrius. Chumrius, Choymer is Gashmis. The Chamoyr statements for him, the Chamoyr represents that Gashmis. Avraham Avinu was the one who was Maschil Shnei Alofim Torah. Matan Torah, of course, happened 7 generations later. But Avraham Avinu was the one who brought in the Tkufa of Torah. As it's up to Gemara. And Avraham Avinu brought in the Tkufa of Torah. The Targum says, on the Pasuk HaNefesh Asher Asu B'choron, the Targum says, Shibudo lo eraisa. Avraham Avinu introduced Torah. There was Torah beforehand as well. There was Torah in Shem Ve'ever. But this which was going to be achieved by Matan Torah, this Elyonim Yedu L'Tachtonim, that began with Avraham Avinu. And those of the Pasuk V'yachavish Esach HaMoyr. In Sefer Tzurei HaMoyr, from a Kadmin, from the Goyle Sfarad, he writes, he brings from a Chazal, he says, Omru Razal, Mi Yom Shinibra Oilam, Ad Avraham Avinu, O Mi Yom Shinibra Oilam, Hoya Mi Shechava Shesachamoyer, Ad Shebo Avraham Avinu. From Brias Oilam, there was nobody that was Chayvish to Chamoyer until Avraham Avinu. What's Pshat? Nobody was Chayvish to Chamoyer beforehand. Nobody, Avraham Avinu introduced the idea of riding on a donkey. No, Avraham Avinu was Chayvish as a Chamoyer. Avraham Avinu brought to the world, Avraham Avinu in his world, and in the people who he influenced, brought the idea that the Chamoyer has to be Chavush. That the Chamoyer cannot be allowed to run free, to run wild. You have to rein it in. You have to put it under control. You have to subserviate it. You have to be Machnia it. You have to be Machnia the Chamoyer. You have to be Chayvish the Chamoyer. Before you chayvish the chamor is in charge of the game. The chamor can pull you in all directions. You can go this way, you can go that way. You can't control it. Once you chayvish the chamor is no longer capable of bothering you. He's no longer capable of leading the way, of deciding the direction. You can do your thing and the chamor won't bother you. Avraham was chayvish the chamor. Avraham Avinu introduced the idea that the focus is on Kedusha, and that whatever, if there's a chamor, it's there not to take charge, not to distract you, not to be an alternative to Kedusha, but on the contrary, a person has to put it in place. You have to be chayvish the chamor. Also to chongefang, and this began with the Shnei Alofim Torah that Avraham Avinu brought about. That the Gashmi Yisraelim shouldn't be a distraction. You know, practically speaking, a person sits down to learn. So there's a mobile phone, and there's this, and there's that, and there's your business, and there's a lot of things that are pulling you in different directions. Now, if you chayvish the chamor, then you put it in a corner, you tie it to the stick,
and you could sit and learn, and there's nothing in the world other than Torah. There's nothing in the world that can get in your way. There's nothing in the world that can distract you, that can pull you away, that can conflict with your limud HaTorah. And Avraham Avinu lived that. There's nothing, there's no stronger kesher in Gashmius Olam than a father to a child. And Avraham Avinu demonstrated that that's true, but a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater and higher. And if you're called upon to be chayivesh, even this kesher to a guy, to your own child, that's part of Olam Hazah HaGashmi, that's part of the Chamur. And when it conflicts with the Tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, the Simcha is willing to go clearly and focus towards the Tzivi Hashem. That can only be done by someone who was Chayivesh his Chamur completely. Ad Shabbo Avraham Avinu Lohoya Mi Shachavesh his Chamur. Avraham was the first one. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is taking over that chamur. That chamur, Zokrashi. Hu ha-chamur, we're not talking about only the gashmis, the gedonki. Maybe that as well. Maybe it was. But Moshe Rabbeinu was following this process that began with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu taki introduced the Shnei Alofim Torah. But Zonach Shigrenke Matan Torah. Matan Torah is a new shlav. Matan Torah is a new level. Something else. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Not only he was choyvesh de chamur, but yarkivim al hachamur. It's a chiluk. If you choyvesh the chamur is entirely not capable of distracting you. He can't bother you. He can't, in the slightest way, minimize your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is a tremendous thing. A neshama comes down into this world and the gashmis pulls him in so many different directions that Kami has time to remember what he's here for. And to remember it all the time and never lose focus, and it shouldn't have any influence whatsoever. It shouldn't have any ashpah. But the Mazda Agafi shouldn't have any ashpah on a person's Avedis Hashem is a very high madrega. But it's not yet where Akivim Al-Khamur. Akivim Al-Khamur is something else. Akivim Al-Khamur is what Chazal tells us, Bechol Drachecho De'eyu, Bechol Ma'asecho L'Shem Shamayim. You could certainly learn Torah and not be distracted by Gashmius. But the Elyonim are not being bothered by the Tachtonim. But did the Elyonim permeate the Tachtonim? Did it influence? Did it penetrate? Did the Gashmius become a means of carrying the Elyonim further? The Chamayr in this level, in the second, in Moshe Rabbeinu, is not only not bothersome, not only not a distraction, it is a supporting force. It is something that helps and enhances, accelerates the journey towards Kedusha. Kol Ma'asech L'Shem Shamayim is not saying that when you're learning Torah, you shouldn't be bothered, you shouldn't be drawn down, you shouldn't be distracted. It's telling you that when you're eating, that should somehow bring you to a higher level of Kedusha as well. You should eat like a Yid eats. Kol Ma'asech L'Shem Shamayim. The Chamor now serves as a means of bringing the person towards Geula, towards the Yetzias Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bring about. The Chamor, the Gashmius, becomes a supporting force in that journey. So who ha Chamor? The Chamor that Avraham Avinu was Choyvish. Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayakive Malachamor. He was Vayakive Malachamor. Rabbi Isai. Vayakivim al Chamur, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on the Chamur. Vayakivim, the Mishpach, the Bnei Bais were on the Chamur. Avraham Avinu wasn't Reichim on the Chamur, so he put the Macheles and the Eitzim on the Chamur. But over here, Moshe Rabbeinu's Bnei Bais are on the Chamur. By Lasid Lavoi, which Lasid Lavoi is the Shleimus of Matan Torah, which was achieved of Matan Torah, the Gili Kveid Hashem that was brought about by Matan Torah was momentary. And through the avoid of Limud HaTorah throughout all the years of Golus, we bring the world to a matzav of shleimus when it's going to be v'nigla kveid Hashem, v'nigla kveid Hashem v'ro kol basa yachdav kipi Hashem diber. Losid Lovi is going to be the shleimus of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is going to be manifest in the Gashmistika world as well. So Losid Lovi, it says ani v'roichev ala chamur, that he himself is roichem on the chamur. And Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, "V'hu she'osid melech ha-mashiach lihigolois olav."
The same chamor is the chamor in which Melech HaMashiach is also lihigolis olam. Shenemar veroichev ala chamor. Oni veroichev ala chamor. Chayda the pasuk says veroichev ala chamor. What does it mean lihigolis olam? What does it mean lihigolis olam? Lihigolis olam is yet another thing. Rashi's teaching here. It's not the same rechiva of Yaakivim by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the tkufa just leading up to Matan Torah, but this is talking about after all the avoid of Klal Yisrael and Golus over all the years, then it's going to be Osid Melech HaMashiach Lihi Golus Olav. Lihi Golus Olav means that the Gashmis itself will not only be a Hechetimtze to bring a person further in his Avodas Hashem, to allow a person to come to a higher level of Kedusha, which is Chol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim, but it will be evident when it's going to be v'nigla kvayd Hashem. It's going to be evident how the truth is that einoid milvadoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His presence is everywhere in a revealed way, and even Gashmiyus HaOlam will demonstrate and point to that. Not only will it be for when in the tkufa v'yakivim alachamor, pshat is like this: b'chol masach l'shem shemayim. Where is the kedusha? The kedusha is in the Torah of mitzvahs. The kedusha is in the limud haTorah that you're doing. The kol maasecha helps and supports you in your limud haTorah. It's l'shem shemayim. But the kedusha itself is in the kiyum haMitzvahs. There's no kedusha in eating or in sleeping. Right? The kedusha is in Torah mitzvahs, but a person is able to use the gashmis that should help him grow in his Torah mitzvahs. That's called Masech L'Shem Shammai. But when Rashi brings Asid Melech HaMashiach Lihigoli Solof, and the pasuk says V'nigla Kved Hashem L'Asid Lavoi, it's not only that the gashmis will be seen as a Hichatimtze to bring more Kedusha into the world, but the gashmis itself will be translucent. You'll be able to see the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every part of the world, even in the gashmis Olam. And this is what the pasuk says: V'nigla Kved Hashem V'rol Kol Bosor Yachtov Kipi Hashem Dibur. You'll see it with the Bosor Hagashmi. The guf won't only be there to support and allow the neshama to serve Hashem, but the guf in itself will be a keli, will be a vessel, will be capable of having our saga, will be open to kedusha in a way that we cannot even imagine today. And this is what the pasuk says. This is what the Medrash says: El yoinim yerdu latachtoim. The kedusha, which at the time of Matan Torah was felt at that moment, even the Bosor Hagashmi. That's the third level that this Chamer, that the Olam Hazeh is going to go through in L'Asid Lovay. The Welt sagt that the word Guf is a Rosh HaTevis. Guf will fressen. Guf will puffen. Right? A Guf is something that pulls you in a different direction. And that has to be reined in. The process of Yitzias Mitzrayim is an avoidance that we have to go through. The definition of going out of Mitzrayim means that you're not enslaved to anything other. You don't do anything other than what you want to do. The difference between an Eved and a Ben Chayrin is a Ben Chayrin that dictates what his day should be. Once, so I think the Sforno says that the reason why a Chayrin Shazel Lachem is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael post Yitzias Mitzrayim was because the difference between an Eved and a Ben Chayrin is that an Eved doesn't have control over his day, over his time. A Chayrin Shazel Lachem, the Torah says to Bnei Yisrael, now that you're Bnei Chayrin, take charge of your day. Now you could choose whether your day should be a Kedusha Dikadei or not. Nobody can force anything on you. Bnei Yisrael were born as a nation in Mitzrayim. And every Yid is born in Mitzrayim. And the Avodah is to break free from Mitzrayim and make your way towards Kabbalah Satayra. Move towards Matan Torah. Be Mekabel Oil Torah. So you have to become a Ben Chayrin. The process of becoming a Ben Chayrin is to not be controlled by the Chaymer, by Gashmi Yisrael. And these are the three stages. First of all, Vayachvash Yisrael Chamer. That there, when you're in the world of Kedusha, there's nothing out there that exists. Nothing exists. The Chamer is tied in a way that it doesn't have any pull on you, it doesn't have any hold. It cannot, it doesn't exist as far as you're concerned. The only thing that exists is the Olam HaKedusha. And then b'chol masecha l'shem shamayim, which is a higher level, that even when you are engaged with gashmi, it's because of necessity. You do so in a refined way. You do so in a kedusha way. Rabbi Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Megabi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayar Paroi Kiborach Ha'am. Right? So later on in Yitzias Mitzrayim. He saw that they were Bereach. What shot they were Bereach? He let them go. But Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi that throughout, he was saying that they just want to go for 3 days. They want to go for 3 days. Lavidus Hashem, right? That's what they want to do. Now the shaila is, why would he have asked for them to be allowed for 3 days? Meretach Paroi at the end falls to his knees. Paroi has no choice. They were machnia Paroi. Right? There was a demonstration in the world that when there's a tzivri of Hashem, when there's a ratzin Hashem, there's no klipa in the world that can stand up to it, including Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. He had to accept the ratzin Hashem, so why couldn't they say we're going to go out free entirely? We're going to go out free. We're not coming back. Paroi's life was on the line. What's he going to say? No. And the pasuk says, "Negei to the gula asido uvemenusa loyseilecha." Uvemenusa loyseilecha. One of the distinctions between gula Mitzrayim and the gula asido is that the gula of Mitzrayim was on the level of bricha. They were boireach. By the gula asido, you're not going to have to be boireach. When you're boireach, the pshat is there's a force that's still behind you that's chasing. If that force doesn't exist anymore, if it's been entirely neutralized, if it's ois, then you don't have to be bereach. You can walk with at your own pace. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we talk about this level of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Avodas Hashem, now this Mitzrayim is always there. It's always there. You can be chayvishit today, and tomorrow you have to do it again. Mitzrayim doesn't disappear. Mitzrayim doesn't go. Mitzrayim is not over. Unless someone is on a very high madrega, Mitzrayim remains a reality, and that's why b'chol doir v'doir chayev adam liras asatzmi. B'chol doir v'doir means b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, as we know. The mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Welt Zopf for the Pshim Shkop, that he was, at Angitai, it could mean going out of Yom Mitzrayim, but it's the brain of Shem from Talmidei HaMagid, that the Avodah, Ruchnis, of the Avodah level of the Kiyum of Mitzvah, Zechi Yitzias Mitzrayim, is that a person every day has to identify, where's my Mitzrayim? What is it that's holding me back, and to break free from that? That is Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. You can't have it. It's not with finality as long as we're still in Golos. You went out of Mitzrayim yesterday. Why do you have to go out today? Shreina ben Chayrin. Lagabi yesterday ben Chayrin. Today it's back. It's behind you. Or even if what was for yesterday was entirely broken free, but now there's another level of which you have to go higher. Because losid lova itake, it's going to be liz golis olive. It's not going to be a matzav where there's a menaged that you are chayvish. But actually, the goof itself, the goof which today is a force that goes against, that seems to conflict, that seems to take us in the opposite direction of avodas Hashem, losid lova is going to, it's going to become this. It's going to be running in the same direction as the nesham. The Kedusha of Lost Love is going to penetrate so strong that it won't only be that with Einei HaSeichel, when you close your eyes, you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And where do you see the Hashem Echad? With your Moyach. You can understand, you can appreciate that there's nothing in comparison, there's nothing that compares to Achdus Hashem, to the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you have to close your eyes. Lost Love, Ivero, Kobosar Yachto. The goof itself is going to appreciate. There won't be any force that is pulling in the other direction. Everything is going to be running in the same direction. Rabbi, I just want to be Messiah. On these same lines, with the makis of Dom and Sfardeya. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah shows us that Mitzrayim was broken with a certain process. It wasn't stamped. Could have been the case that Mitzrayim would have been destroyed and it would have been over. Went through a process. And Vayitah Shteitin Svarim, that this process similarly can be and should be applied in a person's own Yitziah from Mitzrayim. And the first is Dam, and the second is Tzvardeh. Rabbi Yisrael, Makas Dam hits at the greatest force of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was sold to the Yor. Mitzrayim believed that that's the source of their salvation. in combination with Parei. Parei and the Nilus, that's where everything comes from. And they were never toilet. They were never toilet in Birchas Hashem because they had the water coming from the earth. And the first makkah is mahapich the dam, the mayim to them. It's mahapich the mayim to them. Rabbi say,
v'atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim.
Shteit adam hu hanefesh. Chayus. Dam represents warmth. And true warmth, true chayus is only in Kedusha. Asor nikraim chayim, say Chazal. Klipa, gashmias, that which is not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for a yid, doesn't have real chayus. It has a counterfeit chayus. Kekoif bifnei Adam. A koif can do the same things as a ben Adam can do, but it's not real. It's a daimon. It doesn't have a chayus is in Kedusha. Chayus is in Kedusha.
The clip is cold. Amolik is asher korcha baderech.
The Rambam in Hilchas Yisoyde HaTayra writes that from the Dalet Yisoydes, Mayim is the coldest of the Dalet Yisoydes. Mayim is Kedus.
That which the world worships, that which the world worships, which changes from generation to generation,
then it was Anilus, today it could be Chveis, it could be Wall Street, it could be something else, I don't know.
Whatever the world worships, whatever the world serves, is a counterfeit and a false chayus.
People are obsessed, people can become addicted to whatever it is. It could be sports, it could be music, it could be anything that grabs a person in a very deep level. That's the nilus. That's what's being worshipped.
The first step in this process, says the Torah in the ten makas, is makas dam.
Yet the counterforce to that is to bring out the chayus of kedusha. To bring the chayus of kedusha, dam is the nefesh. To bring a chayus in kedusha, that is the first step. In face, when confronted with, when bombarded with the kridus of Elamazah, the mayim of Elamazah, the response has to be to be mahapich that to Kedusha and to bring about a chayus, a passion, a drive, a life of Kedusha. Chayus of Kedusha.
Now, the second makkah is the reverse of that. That's Tzvardeya.
The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Ches, again, Akrav is a very cold. Akrav comes from the Mayim. In Doimim, Mayim is the coldest. In Soimeach, in Chayim, the Yitzurim that come from the Mayim are the coldest. And the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Mem Aleph, says that what's even worse than the Akrav is the Tzvardeya. The Gemara brings the Tzvardeya, was riding on top of the Akrav through the Mayim. The Tzvardeya is cold. And from the Tzvardeya, Chazal tell us we learn Mesiris Nefesh. What did its Tzvardeya do? Its Tzvardeya went
Ubitanureyim, they jumped into the oven.
They jumped into the source of heat.
Why do we learn Mesiris Nefesh? Daf from the Tzvardeya? We can learn it from Kinyan, from Orif, because it's dafka the opposite of what the Tzvardeya is.
The Tzvardeya represents indifference, apathy, something that is unaffected by anything around it. That's the definition of being cold. Being cold is that nothing affects you. The Tzvardeya is Kirus. And the Kirus of Kedusha is when you inject it into the Tanure Mitzrayim. Those very things that Mitzrayim is all passionate about and all excited about, and this is what Olam Hazeh today is sworn to. If you don't have it, you're out of the picture, you're a loser, you're not part of the game. Because this is what everybody's into. That's Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is when you're able to put the Tzvardeya into the Tanur.
Everything around me can be all excited, I'm not affected by this. Doesn't interest me.
So first of all, there's the bringing forth the Chamimus of Kedusha, which is Dam, putting that into the mind. And secondly, bringing a Kirirus into the Tanurei Mitzrayim.
I'll just finish, I once heard a verse that
the belt is a mini Yisrael, that they say L'chaim. When you meet, they say L'chaim, a simchadita occasion, and they say L'chaim dafka on alcohol. Only on alcohol. What's up is only on alcohol. Why doesn't anyone say L'chaim on oranges? Or on Coca-Cola? No, the word is that Chaim means life. Chaim means warmth.
and the only liquid that doesn't freeze is alcohol. Put in the freezer and it doesn't freeze. If it freezes, it wasn't 100% alcohol. You know the maisa with the yid who we used to drink too much. And this was a Russian yid who knew what it means to drink. He used to drink 96%. You know, you can only buy it in the chemist. So his wife says to him, it's going to kill you. You're going to drink 96%. He drinks cup after cup. Eventually, it's going to take you down. Eventually, he ends up in the hospital. And the nurse comes to him and says, you should know you're in a very bad place. Your lungs are full of water. So he turns to his wife and he says, I knew the 4% is going to get me eventually. But Rabbi Isai, the alcohol doesn't get frozen because the alcohol says, on top of me, beneath me, to my side, to my left, everything is frozen. So the orange juice, if everything is frozen, it also freezes. It conforms. The alcohol says, I don't care what's going on above me or beneath me. I'm not affected by it. If I'm meant to be liquid, I'll remain liquid regardless. And that's the case, Mitzrayim. That what goes on around you is not in control of you, then you're a free person. Okay. So, yeah.